USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Wilson Garcia had a month-old son who was crying while a neighbor in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, was firing his weapon Friday night. The resulting actions by the alleged shooter, authorities say, he turned the gun on his neighbors. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, remains at large this morning despite a search involving more than 200 police from multiple jurisdictions. Sheriff Greg Capers from the San Jacinto Sheriff's Office.
We arrived, found four people deceased inside the house. We life-flighted a 8-year-old boy to a hospital, and he has since been pronounced deceased at the hospital.
Another bank has failed over the stresses of the American economy. J.P. Morgan has now acquired all of First Republic's deposits and a substantial majority of assets. It comes after regulators took possession of First Republic, resulting in the third failure of an American bank since March. First Republic set off a wave of concern last month when the revelation that it lost more deposits than expected in March. After cases of brain abscesses in children reportedly tripled last year in southern Nevada, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating potential reasons for the spike. Dr. Taryn Bragg on Fox News is a pediatric neurosurgeon in Las Vegas, Nevada, which issued a public health advisory in January.
Streptococcus intermedius, that was the most common that we saw in our patients here in southern Nevada. This organism, though, is commonly found in the oral and respiratory cavity and often doesn't result in infections, but it certainly can result, and it's the most common organism that will result in brain abscess.
SpaceX confirms the final payload of last night's Heavy Falcon launch was a success. The satellite will provide internet coverage to Alaska for Pacific Dataport. USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
The Biden administration is bracing for a massive influx of illegal migrants next month.
That's when the COVID-era immigration policy, Title 42, comes to an end. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling NBC's Meet the Press.
We are seeing a level of migration, not just at our southern border, but throughout the hemisphere that is unprecedented. It is, I think, the greatest migration in our hemisphere since World War II.
Mayorkas says border enforcement needs resources to handle the expected increase, including money and space to handle all the migrants. Mayorkas is calling on Congress to act. I'm John Schaefer.
A recent poll found that nearly 90% of American voters blame the federal government for the ongoing border crisis. The poll by Trafalgar Group for Convention of States Action poll, 91% of Republicans say the Biden administration is at fault for the crisis at the border. In comparison, 83% of Democrats and 85% of independents agree that the government is responsible. The trial for presidential candidate Trump continues in Manhattan this morning.
Writer E. Jean Carroll testified last week in a New York courtroom saying that Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 90s. She was cross-examined by Trump's lawyer, who grilled her about why she didn't scream during the alleged assault. Trump's attorney suggests that Carroll came forward after over 20 years in order to sell more copies of her 2019 memoir. It's still unclear whether Trump will appear in court. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage for pets and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.